We've got Jason on the line. Jason, we got another busy weekend for streaming ahead of us.
Yeah, we do. There's a lot out. Where do you want to start with?
Well, you tell me. You're the expert. You're the entertainment guru. Where should we start off?
Gotcha. Well, there's a bunch of things out. One of the things out today on HBO Max and in theaters is Those Who Wish Me Dead. This stars Angelina Jolie. It's a kind of thriller action movie from Taylor Sheridan, who's behind Hell or High Water, Wind River, a couple great movies from the past few years. And she plays Angelina Jolie plays a kind of a forest ranger she's a smoke lookout in the mountains. She's looking out for smoke for forest fires. And there is a kid who ends up in her kind of care through all these kind of machinations, which I won't really get into, but it's a kind of action thriller that has a little more heart than you would expect and a little more quality than you would expect from a movie like this, given the people who are behind it and who are on screen in front of it. I liked it. I'm not going to say I loved it, but I did like it. It's the kind of thing I would definitely watch on HBO Max. I don't know if I would go to the theater to see.
All right. That kind of is the dividing line. Any other great suggestions for streaming this weekend?
Well, one really good show that I like that's on HBO Max, it came on there yesterday, and it's 100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a show called Hacks. It stars Jean Smart, who is great in just about everything that she does. She plays a very successful comedian she has a Vegas show. She's on QVC all the time. She has millions and millions of dollars, but some might say she might have lost touch. And in comes a fresh voice, a kind of millennial comic who she has to write with, and they don't get along so well, but their relationship kind of grows over the course of this season. HBO gave me, I think, 5 or 6 episodes. I binged all of them immediately. Unfortunately, you're only going to have 2 to watch starting this week, and then you get 2 episodes each week for the next 5 weeks, but I really, really liked it. So that's called Hacks. It's on HBO Max.
And Jason, I've seen the previews for it. I don't get the screeners, obviously, like you do, but is the comparison kind of between the main character of this and Joan Rivers something that kind of lives up to what at least it's portrayed in the promos?
No, I wouldn't say it's really Joan Rivers-ish. They're two very different people and comedians and styles and stuff like that. I mean, the only comparison I would say is, you know, Joan Rivers was an older comedian and Jean Smart here plays an older comedian, but I wouldn't necessarily compare it to Joan Rivers, no.
All right, then we also have this rare movie out for Netflix, and it's another Zack Snyder event, but we didn't have to have, you know, years of Twitter begging to get this one out.
No, this is Army of the Dead. It is Zack Snyder's zombie casino heist thriller movie. It is set in Las Vegas. It's a Netflix movie, but you're not going to see it on Netflix right now. It is in theaters for the next week, and then next week it'll be on Netflix. So it's up to you whether or not, and this is a rare thing for Netflix to do, to put it in theaters ahead of its drop on the streaming service. So one thing that you could do is, if this sounds like it's interesting to you, Zack Snyder, zombies, then the first 15 minutes are out now on YouTube. I would say go watch that, and then you can decide, do I want to see this in the theaters? Do I want to get out there this weekend, or do I want to wait a week for it to come on Netflix?
So many interesting strategies that have come about because of the pandemic. You know, movie going is obviously not going to be the same. It was forever changed. Jason Nathanson, ABC News entertainment correspondent, thank you for joining us.
All right, take care.